Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about discovering we are blind to spiritual things at birth. But as we discover our blindness, God then is able to open up the eyes of our understanding to the things of the spiritual realm. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:14, now listen, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are, notice, spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But once we discover our inability to see spiritual things, maybe small, step by step, As time goes on and we start experiencing the things of God, then the eyes of our understanding is opened. Again, Paul helps us here in Ephesians 1:17-18. Paul writes to the church at Ephesus and to us today, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:17-18. I mean, this only makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, I hope you see this. I mean, no one can cry out to God, Lord, that I may see, if they are so arrogant that they think they already see. We must come to the place where we realize we are blind, or realize that no matter how much we do see, that there is always more of Christ to see. Let me say that again. How much that we do see, even in the spiritual realm, that there is always much, much more in Christ to see. Well, my friend, I hope you get this. And our spiritual sight discovery to our blindness happens when we are born from above. As Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3, verily, verily, now there's two words there, that's a double imperative, or the only way that this can happen, there is no other way, that I say unto thee, except a man be born from above. Now some Bibles, call it being born again. But unless we are born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Man cannot see unless he is born from above. As a new creation in Christ Jesus, we must be born from above, or born again, as some say, as a new creature in Christ to have the capability to see spiritual things. But that alone, my friend, does not immediately mean that we will understand and we will see things. Oh, no. As I said, in time, step by step, it will take time for God to open our eyes and teach us, and so that we can learn these things, so that we can know and define what we are seeing. God will have to do a work in our heart through his dealings and his judgment. So that we can and will embrace the truth. But none of that is even possible unless we are born from above, or we're born, born again. We have that spiritual birth, and we become new creations, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, let us take this spiritual birth a little deeper, amen? The spiritual truth a little deeper in God. Now, remember, the way up in God is down. Let me say that again. The way up in God is down. So, the fact that the first thing we must see is that we are blind gives us a suggestion of what it will mean to see the truth. It will mean we will see the truth. You ready? About ourselves first. That is right. The truth about ourselves first. Unless we see the truth about ourselves first, we will never be able to see any other truths in the world. We will always be deceived. Yes, we must be. We are utterly and completely corrupt and without any hope. Let me say that again. The first truth that we must see is we are utterly and completely corrupt and without hope. We will see that the life which we hold so tightly to, and we got to take care of ourselves and do all those things, is worth nothing. But as we see these terrible truths about ourselves, we will also see Jesus is the only answer. Well, Jesus is the only answer. And God offers him freely to us by grace. My friend, if we do not honestly see this, if we have not had this revelation of God, of truth, then we are not saved. Let me say that again. Unless we see this revelation, the truth about ourselves, then we are not saved. You know, I don't care how many times you've cried, or how many times you felt bad, and how many times you walked the aisle. Oh no. Unless we have allowed the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes and reveal the truth that we are lost and undone. Unless we allow the Holy Spirit to do that work in our life. Amen? He must be able to show us our heart and our character. Maybe even our lack of integrity. Wow. My friend, God's number one focus. Now listen, open up your spirit here. God's number one focus in our lives is our lack of integrity. Not how many times we go to church. That's not his number one focus. Or how much money we give, or how long we can pray. Even praying in tongues. Oh no. Are we men and women of our word? Let me say that again. Are we men and women of our word? Is our spoken word worth more than a written contract? Do we do what we say we will do? And if we cannot do we let the person that we promise know that we cannot keep our word? One of the greatest lacks in the body of Christ today, my friend, is a lack of integrity. But still, this is truth. It is not the only truth, but it is a truth that we must experience, not merely memorize in doctrinal form, but truth that fits us in our heart. It hits us in our heart. Now, our heart is in our chest that pumps blood. Is not the heart that I am talking about. Oh, no. The heart I am talking about is the heart of our soul. And I would add the heart of our soul is in the middle of our body. Now, that would make the heart of our soul in our gut. Wow. Well, why sure? Have you ever experienced God letting you know something that sends you to your knees? Well, if not, I hope he does. But if so, where did you feel God's touch on you? That's right, in your gut. Truth about ourselves hits us like a sledgehammer in our gut, and it rocks us into our knees. It shatters the foundation of which we are built on. God must do a work in us whereby we are exposed in the light of Christ. For if we see and embrace that truth through God's dealings and judgments about ourselves, losing our life will not be of any debate. We will desire to lose our lives to Christ. And because we are seeing Jesus Christ, we will run to him and want to be with him with all of our heart. How does a person get to the point to where they lose their life to Christ? The only way is to voluntarily and with our whole heart, our gut, give ourselves to Christ and then walk with him by faith, solely with our faith in Christ. Wow. More next week on our faith being solely into Christ, and we'll go ahead and get into what is not faith. What is not faith? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just praying and trusting that the Holy Spirit is able to get this word to you, and you're understanding it, and it's conforming you, it's changing you into that image of Jesus Christ, which is God's goal in our life. Not to make us rich or famous or beautiful or handsome or any of that stuff. But God's goal in our life is to conform us into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. More next week on having our faith solely in Christ. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.